Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
Great news for property managers.
Property managers may be happy to hear that there have been changes made to the Residential Tenancies Act 2010 in July of this year, which affects the methods of service of notices. The Act has been amended to include the following. Section 223, Service of Notices and Other Documents. 1. A notice or other document that is authorised or required by this Act or the regulations or a residential tenancy agreement to be given to or served on any person may be given or served by, in the case of a natural person, delivering it to the person personally, or delivering it personally to a person apparently of or above the age of 16 years at the person's residential or business address, or delivering it in an envelope addressed to the person and leaving it in a mailbox at the person's residential or business address, or sending it by post to the address specified by the person for the giving or service of documents, or if no such address is specified, the residential or business address of the person last known to the person giving or serving the document, or sending it to an email address specified by the person for the service of documents of that kind, or any other method authorised by the regulations for the service of documents of that kind. The amended section 223 allows for method of service via email. This can obviously impact on the timeframes that are allowed for the serving of notices, like a termination notice, whereby if delivered by post, the property manager must allow for an extra 4 days for the postage to arrive. It is suggested that whilst you can email notices, there are a couple of best practice steps to be taken before completely reverting to the electronic service. At the time of signing up a new tenant, confirm their email address and advise them that communication and notices will be served via their electronic address. Where possible, have a fact sheet to accompany the incoming tenant's tenancy documentation, advising them that service will be affected by email and confirming the agency's email address for communication. For existing tenants who already communicate via email, send out an email advising them that the law has changed to allow for notices to be sent electronically and request they acknowledge their acceptance of email notification by the way of a return email. Where a tenant has not already provided an email address, send a letter of the same effect as the email mentioned above, requesting their acknowledgement and acceptance of electronic services by way of an email confirming their electronic address for service. Be mindful that some tenants will still prefer to check their mailbox and simply won't or do not use email for communication. In this instance, continue to post your notices to these tenants to ensure the notices are actually being received. And when sending out notices via email, ensure you select a read receipt for the agency's records should any matter be forced to the tribunal. The agency can assure the tribunal member that service was received.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.